What up? Welcome back to Lockdown Universe, home of the bizarre, peculiar, and unheard of stories of UFO legend and paranormal lore. Welcome back. Happy to be back. Hopefully you guys are doing excellent and taking care of yourselves. Welcome back. Happy to be back. Check this out. If you didn't see it last episode, we've got Dennis Rodman up here. Now, if you haven't seen this one, this is actually kind of cool. These are all the different hairstyles that he had during his tenure with the Bulls. And he's got his hat on. And a lot of people don't know this, but he might have actually been a CIA operative infiltrating North Korea when he was making best friends with Kim Jong-un. That's actually kind of what the movie, The Interview, was kind of based off of. So anyway, just interesting. I tend to paint things that are kind of sci-fi, kind of fun, kind of paranormal, whatever the case is. I love basketball, and I also love the fact that he might have been an undercover CIA agent. And just FYI, CIA doesn't pay that well. You can go check out the jobs that don't pay that well. Got the spaceman behind me. We're coming back with another one. So today I wanted to talk to you about parallel dimensions and something that's really fascinating came across my vision today. And I've seen this a while ago, and it really makes me think about the Large Hadron Collider that they have in CERN. Also in Illinois, they have what they call the Fermi Lab, which is kind of a mini Hadron Collider. So there's multiple ways that they can throw us into another universe, ranging from having the Berenstain Bears spelled differently to having Mandela dying in 1990 in prison to becoming the president after coming out of prison. I mean, that one I think you can't deny. That one, I mean, I remember being a kid and they were like in the books that we had in, like, I don't know, 7th grade or some crap like that. They were like, yeah, he died in 1991 in prison. Sorry. Sucks. So I think we might be in another parallel dimension. And this movie that was produced called Parallels actually makes me think about how the government could utilize a building as a transportation tool. You see, a building is safe. A building is huge. A building can have a lot of different facilities in it. Imagine being able to fly one of those huge craft like Michael Herrera, the Marine Michael Herrera, the whistleblower, stated he saw that could hold multiple, I mean, humongous. It was like 300 feet wide, right? A huge amount of storage on that thing. Well, imagine if you could transport a building instead. Just this, using the exact same principles that are on the UFOs, you just use it on a building that doesn't, it's not connected to the ground, right? When they build it so that it's on like a concrete, you know, flat surface, so that this building can literally take off. And that's what we're kind of seeing with some of these UFOs, is that they sometimes look like a building. They sometimes look like a humongous blimp with multiple levels on it, with people inside. That was one that came out of Canada, Alberta, Canada, I think it was, back in the 70s. They saw humans on this multi-level blimp craft, you know, but it wasn't a blimp because it took off like in speed, you know, blink of an eye. So anyway, check out this trailer. If you haven't seen this movie, check out this trailer, and then we'll talk about it, okay? Check this out.
Building now. Dad left me a message.
Me too. It was weird.
Something about a building? I might get to the building?
Yeah, same.
Do you have any idea what that means?
I don't know. It kind of freaked me out.
156 Prospect.
That's downtown. It's been empty for years. There's nothing there.
Look at all this graffiti of different Earths.
Avoid Earth 33. The contagion has spread.
That's what I think is interesting. They had one of the Earths that said, avoid Earth 33, the contagion has spread. And there's all these different Earths that they warn people about inside the building.
Is Earth 1?
What is Earth 1?
What the hell is that? Where are we? What's happening?
I take it this is your first trip through the building. This building jumps every 36 hours. The building is always the same. Every single universe, everywhere on every Earth, the building is always the same.
You're saying you're from some weird alternate Earth?
How many Earths are there?
Some people think every possible Earth exists.
How do we get home?
There is no going home.
Look at that place.
My advice, try not to die.
How does it work? How is it powered? Who's in control?
I don't know!
Who runs the building?
I don't know!
Whoever built it, they're long gone.
Who's running it now?
Don't you guys want to know what this place is?
Where is everyone?
Everything's gone!
Get out right now.
What is the building?
Oh, bam, baby. Oh, bam. Dude, I love this movie. It's so good. I don't care. You gotta see it. I think it's streaming on a couple different platforms. You might have to pay like $3.99 or something for it if you don't have those platforms. But, dude, it's so interesting because the way that there's multiple levels to the movie. One is, you know, the dad, it sounds like the dad's part of the building, part of the project that built the building. But when they get there, there's nobody there. All of a sudden these lights go off and they end up in another planet, and they open the doors and they're in another planet. They find out this building jumps every 36 hours. Maybe it's an exploratory building. Maybe they're information gathering building. They don't know. But what they do know is that there's multiple Earths, because inside the building, it's like a huge office building. But inside there's like, what is Earth 1? Where is Earth 1? What is Earth 1? Where Earth 33 had the contagion. Avoid Earth, whatever, 66. You know, it's like, what? Like, it blows your mind because it makes you think, holy shit, we think that this is it. We think that this is the first Earth, that this is the first, that the prime number, right? That we're number one in the entire universe. But what we don't realize is that we might not be the number one universe. We might be universe or Earth 7. We might be Earth 77 or 777. Let's just hope we're not Earth 666, right? 666. So, you know, when you think about it, and when you think about time, when you think about the decisions we've made and where we are now, we might be living in totally different parallel dimensions based off of each decision we've made. And there might be different versions of us living in different lives. So, you know, make your decisions carefully. That's what I would say. But yeah, this movie gets even more intense. They visit a Earth that has been completely, basically nuked. That there's different areas of the United States that are now in control of itself, like, you know, that Civil War movie that's coming out. Like the South has its own area. They have West Texas, East Texas controlling different areas. But people are starting to have to figure out how to survive. And this guy named Tinker, he figures out a way to work with bullets. And there's so many different kinds of ammunition, and you might not have the right gun or whatever the case is. So it's really, really interesting. He made this gun in the movie. It's not a pivotal part of the movie, but he makes it so that it wraps the rifle portion of the gun can shrink down and surround itself around any caliber bullet and shoot it. But the only problem is it can only shoot one bullet at a time. So that's kind of interesting. I just think it's fascinating to see how some people can really adapt and overcome in very perilous situations. Most of us probably just end up dying from dehydration or, you know, malnutrition or something like that, or lack of our medications, right? Because first thing that's going to get hit is like pharmacies. So what happens, right? So they continue throughout this movie, and they continue to go to different Earths, but they also find out that there's even their best versions of themselves, the most successful versions of themselves, aren't always the best people. Sometimes the most successful versions of themselves are big a-holes, and that's kind of something that's fascinating in this kind of social experiment of a sci-fi thriller. I really, 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 really like these movies. I really, really think that they put our minds to the test as human beings, as a spiritual being living in this human body, and allow us to understand, okay, that we may not always understand everything in life, but we can understand ourselves and our position and the decisions that we make and try to do the best that we can with what we're given, even though we might not know everything in the entire universe. What do you think? Do you think that there's multiple versions of you? Many people believe so. Many people also might say that there aren't. The argument could be made that there's not. And let me give you one example. So in the near-death experience, or even in an alien abduction, or even in a surgery, people come out of their bodies and they look around and all of a sudden they get a flood of knowledge, especially in near-death experiences. They get a flood of knowledge of everything, all knowledge in all time of the entire universe comes into their mind. They can go anywhere on Earth or in the galaxy or in the universe just by thinking of it, right? Because they're no longer trapped by this three-dimensional body. They can go anywhere. They can gather up any information. However, they can't always bring it back because we are stuck in this third dimension, right? We're like pieces of a paper filed together, and we can only see one piece of paper in front of us. We can't see all the information in front of us. We can only see the one piece in front of us at a time. So why do I bring that up? Because that could mean that we are simply one soul that lives this life, and in the afterlife, there is no time. So you can go and live another life. And although there may be time while you're living in that body, there is no time afterwards. That's the really fascinating part of it. And so we can live time after time after time after time, but not necessarily multiple lifetimes at the exact same time. So that could be an argument for why there might not be multiple universes going on at the same time. Another argument for multiple universes could be that we have David Grush, who's stating that there's interdimensional beings coming from another dimension. However, that's also been explained by Stephen Greer and others who have stated that, yes, they are interdimensional because they're going from their planet to here in a blink of an eye. They have to go through a dimension, another dimension, to get here, basically folding space-time onto itself. So they're not quite as interdimensional as we might think. So there's that story as well. What do you think? Do you think that there's multiple parallel universes out there that we're currently living in at any given time? Do you believe in reincarnation or anything after this life? Do you believe that we just eat dirt after we're done? We just worm food? I respect all opinions. So I think that if you are interested in science fiction, if you are interested in the potential of other worlds, if you're interested in what the government might actually be using to explore other dimensions, okay, keep in mind, we have the Large Hadron Collider that can explore potentially or create other dimensions or other realities. Could the government actually be using buildings such as the buildings that, one of the CIA trainees stated that they had a jump room in California. I don't know if it was El Segundo or what, But in one of the high rises, one of the skyscrapers, they had a CIA jump room where they could jump to any planet and they could possibly jump to any time. So if they had it in this building, couldn't they just jump the building after a while, after a few decades, just create a building that can jump to? That would be a little bit safer because you can bring things with you. Now you can bring rations. Now you can bring munitions. Now you can protect yourself. Now you can bring people with you along on this ride so that you can have the intelligence that you might need to survive this mission, simply not by going by yourself, but by going with an entire army, right? And not only just an entire army, but an entire intelligence community. So just a thought, just two thoughts there. So I think when it comes to parallels, I would say definitely check it out. I would say that there's enough information out there, especially at the Spy Museum. I did a bunch of podcasts about that. I think I did like three of them. At the Spy Museum, there's so much information about what we've done in our spy history that you should go check that out, because there's a lot of information at the Spy Museum. It's in D.C., and it's really fascinating because a lot of people aren't aware of it, and there's a lot of history there, tons of history. So anyway, boy, my hair's crazy today. So anyway, I will let you go. I hope you had a fine and fascinating and interesting time talking about multiple dimensions, universes, realities, and the fact that this might be a real potential for the future if we don't have it already. So go check it out. Go check out this movie. I highly recommend it. It doesn't matter what it says on Rotten Tomatoes. It doesn't matter what it says on Google reviews. Go check it out. Lockdown Universe highly recommends it. And I appreciate you guys listening in. I appreciate you. And please like, follow, share, subscribe. If you do like the podcast, that just helps out a lot. And I'm not just saying that. Please do it. Please do it after the podcast. It will really help out. Like, take action on it. And as always, continue to question the universe around you. Continue to follow through on your hobbies and your goals and your dreams. That's super important. Because what else do we have? We don't have a whole lot. We got our hobby, our lives. You have a life. And it's fleeting, man. Every day, that clock's ticking. Every day I try to make the most of it, and I try to pop out a podcast if I can. And there's not always enough time in the day, is there? But I hope you guys follow through on your hobbies and your goals and your dreams. Take care of yourself spiritually, physically, emotionally. Think about white light. Think about positivity. I've seen so many videos. I've gone through so many psychology classes. That was my major. And we talked about the fact that 75 to 85% of our repetitive thoughts during the day are negative, and it's really a damn shame. Just continue to think positively. Just continue to think that everything's going to be all right. You don't always have to be delusional. You can take action, but believe in yourself. Believe in yourself. Make sure that you have belief in yourself, right? It's just like Bigfoot says. Not everybody has to believe in you. Only you have to believe in you. Even if everybody else doesn't. I hope you have a good night, guys. Take care. Lockdown Universe out. Peace.